اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا وفي لساني نورا وفي سمعي نورا.
الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. All praise be to Allah عز وجل. We praise him with Allah عز وجل. We seek aid and help to him. We repent. I bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah the Creator, and that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is his messenger and his servant. Today we are talking about such important subject about Jerusalem, about the Aqsa Mosque. And it is considered today as a center of the wars of the world between the world today. So to talk about the Aqsa Mosque, we need to know the history of that before talking about the virtues of the Aqsa Mosque. And in the beginning we remember that Allah Azza wa Jal has said, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكًا وَهُدًى لِلْعَالَمِينَ, which translated means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that the first house of worship, the first mosque being built or being appointed or being based or being established in the earth is the one in Mecca, or the Mecca Mosque or the Kaaba Mosque. And it is full of blessing and full of guidance for all alameen, for all worlds, or for all mankind and jinn. So this is the first point, that the first masjid being established is Al-Masjid Al-Haram, the Holy Mosque in Mecca, in the authentic hadith narrated by Al-Bukhari wa Muslim. Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, I asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about that meaning, about the first masjid being built or being established on the earth. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Masjid Al-Haram, the mosque, the Holy Mosque in Mecca or the Kaaba Mosque. Abu Dharr asked the Prophet ﷺ, what else, what is the second or the next masjid after that? The Prophet ﷺ said, Aqsa Mosque, the one in Jerusalem or on Jerusalem. So, and Abu Dharr asked the Prophet ﷺ, how long between both of them? The Prophet ﷺ said, 40 years. 4 years between building both of the masjid or the mosque. So this is the first point that we know, that the first one is the one in Mecca, the second, and after 4 years, the second one in the Aqsa Mosque. So the other point we need to remember, in the authentic hadith also narrated by Al-Bukhari or Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Prophet Muhammad, said that Prophet Solomon alayhi salam asked Allah Azza wa Jal for two things. He was making dua, supplication for Allah Azza wa Jal for two things. And Allah Azza wa Jal had answered him and gave him, or had given him, the two answers of the two questions. The first question, the first supplication, the first dua or first request to Allah Azza wa Jal, to give him a judgment according to Allah's judgment, to give him the right judgment between people according to the judgment of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Azza wa Jal has given him that request. The second one, he asked Allah for ownership or kingdom, or to have to own something is allowed for anybody after him. So special for him. So Allah Azza wa Jal has given him that you know, request. And the third one, the Prophet Muhammad said, Prophet Sulaiman asked Allah that whenever any person leave this house or intend to come to that mosque, that masjid, the Aqsa Mosque, and just for to pray on it with no other reason, just to come or to go for this masjid for to pray and to seek the blessing from that, he asked Allah to return that person from his sins and from his mistakes as a newborn or pure person from any kind of sin. The Prophet Muhammad said, we hope that Allah Azza wa Jal will give him or answer him or give him this request. Means that from this point we know that Prophet Sulaiman is the one who, and in the beginning of the hadith, the Prophet Muhammad said, when Prophet Sulaiman has done from building the mosque, the Aqsa Mosque, he asked Allah for this, you know, request or for this supplication or dua. So from now we know, and also on the other point that Allah has said that in Surah Al-Hajj, وَإِذْ بَوَّأْنَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ مَكَانَ الْبَيْتِ أَلَّا تُشْرِكْ بِي شَيْئًا, which translated means Allah Azza wa Jal is talking and telling Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, remember that when we showed Abraham Alayhi Salam the site and the place of the, you know, of the bait, of the house of worship, of the masjid. So from that point we know that Abraham alayhi salam is the one who was building the masjid. So now in our mind, in the beginning, we understood that the one in Mecca, the mosque in Mecca, built by Abraham alayhi salam, and the one, the mosque or the Aqsa Mosque, being built by Sulaiman alayhi salam. But what about the 40 years? This authentic hadith. From that point, we know that between Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam to Prophet Ismail, Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, more than 4 years, even more than 400 years, more than four generations, because Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, his generation and his children, like Prophet Ishmael, Prophet Isaac, and from Isaac, Prophet Jacob, Prophet Joseph, and after that, Prophet Moses and Harun, and after Prophet Moses, Prophet David and his son, Prophet Sulaiman, alayhim as-salam. So, how can we combine between, you know, both of these, and between the 4 years, and between Abraham and Ishmael? That means, you know, in the closest opinion of the scholar, that the first one who established building the first masjid, the masjid in Mecca, in the Kaaba masjid, is not Ibrahim alayhi salam, but Prophet Adam, the father of mankind alayhi salam. But he is the first one who established building the masjid of Kaaba, the masjid in Mecca. And Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, after that, he rebuilt it, or he renewed building the masjid. وَإِذْ بَوَّأْنَا, and we have showed. Remember when we showed Prophet Ibrahim the place, the basic or the site of the masjid. So that means Prophet Adam alayhi salam is the first one who built it. And after 4 years, and remember also we mentioned before that Prophet Adam alayhi salam was in Mecca. And remember when Allah Azza wa Jal created him and he wiped on his back by his own glory hand, Allah Azza wa Jal, on the back of Adam. And all the mankind gathered and joined in the hand of Allah with the word of Adam to take the covenant from all of them. Am I not your Lord? And everybody said, sure, you are our Lord. So that was in Nu'man or on Nu'man, by Nu'man, by Arafah. So Prophet Adam alayhi salam been in Mecca, and he established and he built that masjid in Mecca. And after 4 years, he moved or he walked or traveled to Jerusalem to establish or to build the second masjid, the Aqsa Mosque. This is the closest opinion from the scholars. And Prophet Sulaiman is the one who rebuilt the Aqsa Mosque after that. So now we are talking about the virtues of that holy masjid in Jerusalem, the Aqsa Masjid. Remember من سورة الإسراء، الله عز وجل هسد سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. Which translated mean الله سبحانه وتعالى has said glorious or glory glorified or glory, glory be to the one who make the journey to take his the one who took his slave محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم for the night journey from Mecca mosque من المسجد الحرام the holy mosque in Mecca to the Aqsa mosque and Allah has blessing the masjid or the Aqsa mosque and the neighborhood of the area around the Aqsa mosque. So this is the first point now to know that Allah has bestowed his blessing over that masjid, the Aqsa mosque, and whatever around it, from trees or from rocks, from production, from people, Allah has blessing them. And also the other point for the blessing of the Aqsa Masjid in the authentic hadith narrated by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تشد الرحال إلا إلى ثلاثة مساجد. In the closest meaning that the person couldn't seek the blessing from any area of the earth except from three area only in the earth. The first area to go, to travel, to make journey just to seek blessing for that area, only for three areas. The first one, Al-Masjid Al-Haram, the Holy Mosque, the Holy Mosque in Mecca. The second one, the Prophet's Masjid in Medina, the Masjid in the Mosque in Medina. The third one is the Aqsa Mosque. So these are the only three placing or mosque we can travel for seeking blessing. So we can travel for any to any place, to any area, to visit scholars, to visit your friend, to visit your relative, no problem for this. But to seek blessing, it is forbidden except for these areas. For now, people are traveling to seek blessing from Al-Husayn, from Al-Badawi, from Al-Dusuqi, from Al-Jilani, from Al-Sayyida Zainab. All of these are shirk and not lawful, because the Prophet ﷺ has said, these are the only three areas in the earth we can seek the blessing. Also the other hadith, sahih, authentic hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that the prayer on the holy mosque is equal to 100,000 prayer in the other of the mosque. To pray one time on the holy mosque in Mecca equal to 100,000 reward or with the other, and to pray one time on the mosque of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina or at Medina is equal to 1,000 prayer on the other, and to pray on the Aqsa mosque one time is equal to 500 times on the other of the mosque. So this is also from the blessing of the Aqsa mosque the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was mentioned. One more thing for the blessing that you know about the Dajjal, the leader of the Jews, may Allah curse him and curse all of them. You know that he is from Jews' parents, and he also when he will come with 70,000 Jews, like followers or guards from the Jews, and he will be in the earth like 40 days or 40 mornings. But the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one day like a year, one day like a month, day like a week, or day like other days. So this cursed person, Ad-Dajjal, he will cover the whole area in the on the earth. No country, no town, no village, no valley, no small area except he will enter it by himself, Ad-Dajjal, except four areas on the earth. He will never ever be able to enter that place. The first place is Mecca, the holy Mecca. The second is the Mecca, the place of or the city or the town of Abraham عليه السلام. And the town of Muhammad عليه السلام مدينة. And the Aqsa Mosque Jerusalem. The fourth one is At-Tur, the mountain At-Tur. So for these, you know, four areas, Dajjal will never ever be able to enter that area. And also from the blessing of the Jerusalem, that the end of Dajjal, you know, it will be also by, you know, Jerusalem when he tried to enter. And we know that Prophet Jesus عليه السلام, when we come down in the end, after, you know, in the end or the at the last time of Dajjal, he is the one Allah Azza wa Jal choose to kill Dajjal. He will follow or go after Dajjal to kill him, and he will catch him, you know, by Jerusalem outside in the Bab al-Lud, or the door of Lud, and he will kill him. So this also from the blessing of that area, that Dajjal will die or be killed, you know, by it or, you know, close to it. So this from the blessing. And also remember that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pray in the beginning, you know, before Kaaba, to pray and to direct his direction or his Qibla to Aqsa Mosque. He considered or he put the Kaaba in the front of, between his Qibla. He was praying toward the Qibla of Aqsa Mosque for 16 months or 17 months. And he was praying toward Aqsa Mosque, but Kaaba was, you know, between or in the middle of it, between him and the Aqsa Mosque. Means he couldn't go from any other direction of Kaaba except from one side only, the one who is facing or directing to Aqsa Mosque. After that, he was making dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed his Qibla to be Kaaba. So Allah has changed his Qibla to be in Kaaba, for Kaaba. So the Prophet was praying for any other direction of Kaaba around the Kaaba. So this also from the blessing of Jerusalem or the Aqsa Mosque, that it was the first Qibla of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also Aqsa Mosque is the Qibla of everything and the Qibla of every Prophet before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also remember the night of journey, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam moved from Mecca to Aqsa Mosque, and also he entered the Aqsa Mosque and he prayed there two rak'at. And Allah Azza wa Jal joined all the prophets, or joined the prophets and messengers for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to pray there together two rak'at. And when they established the salat after iqama, Jibreel alayhi salam pushed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to lead the prayer with, to be imam of the messengers, of the prophets, from Prophet Adam and Prophet Abraham to the other prophets and Moses and Jesus. That means, and he led the prayer for two rak'at. That means that the message of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Muhammad and his message and his religion, the Islam, is the religion of all prophets and messengers, and his message is the end or the leader of the other messages. And also that the Muslim, the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are the people who have the right for that area, and who have the inheritance of that area, the Jerusalem and the Aqsa Mosque. Also remember that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Prophet Jesus, he been born in Jerusalem, and he will come down in the end of the time also in Jerusalem, and most of the, you know, of the messengers being there. Also remember the rock and the dome of the rock. Remember the rock, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, was tying his buraq, the animal or the ride, or the like the animal like a horse, or between donkey and horse, on the ring over the rock. And he said, this is the ring the all prophets used to tighten their ride with it. So this is also from the blessing of that area. And in the end, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said and given us like glad tidings that we will own and we will have this area. And also now, today we know that this is the most blessed area, The mosque, there is the Aqsa Mosque. And now today, we are requested to clear and to clarify and purify that area from the hands of the impurity, the hand of the Jews, the hand of the enemy of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Jews, the enemy of the angels, the enemy of all prophets and messengers, the enemy of their own prophets and messengers, the killers of the prophets, the enemy of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, the enemy of the followers of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, the enemy of the Muslims, the enemy of themselves, the enemy of humility. And they are moving and walking by corruption in the earth. So we are asked now to clarify that area from their hand, their impure hand. What can we do? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam Muhammad has given us a glad side of death. You will fight the Jews. You will fight the Jews till the end of the time, till the last, and a group of my followers continuously will fight the Jews till the last of them. So till the last of them will kill the Dajjal, means Jesus alayhi salam will kill the Dajjal. And from the hatred of the Jews, until the trees and the rocks will talk, the trees and the rock will talk to the and call the Muslims, "Oh Muslims, oh believer, come, there is a Jew behind me, come to kill him." Even the rocks, even the trees, you know, are far from the hatred and from the enmity of the Jews. So now we have to do our best. We have to do our best to clarify and to save and to free the Aqsa Mosque and Jerusalem, that blessed area, from the hand of the Jews. May Allah curse the Jews and their helpers. May Allah Azza wa Jal help the Muslims, the believer, to get over and to return that area from their hands. And may Allah Azza wa Jal make us to be able to fight for the sake of Allah for that reason. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive all of us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that glad title to be happy with the day we return our own mosque from the Jews. Allahumma ameen. سبحانك اللهم ربنا وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. جزاكم الله خيرا.